Good afternoon, 皆さんこんにちは。Well, this year, it seems like we had a little bit too early winter, but I'm glad you were able to make it today. Okay, so before we go into today's scripture, let us give thanks and pray. 今日の御言葉に行く前に一言お祈りをしたいと思います。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの皆を褒めたたえます。感謝いたします。どうか今日もあなたの恵みで私たち一人一人の魂を満たし、また私たちの魂が必要としている食物をあなたが豊かにお与えくださいますように、また私たちが心からあなたを喜び、あなたを賛美し、また共に交わりの中で喜びと平安を持つことができますように、どうぞ助け導いてください。また今日この場に来れないお一人お一人を顧みて、今いらっしゃるところであなたが支えて慰めて励ましてくださいますように、これからのひとときをすべてあなたの御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So today's scripture is kind of too famous to preach. So I think I can done, but I cannot do that. So I have to speak something. You know, it's really difficult to preach from the scripture which is too famous, because you know it's everyone knows, but we'd like to read it again, though we already heard this story so many times before. So let us just take a look at what just happened in today's scripture. So this is the night of his arrest. Jesus was eating dinner with his disciples. This is the night of Passover. The Passover is the festival of the Jewish festival, which I have explained a week ago. This is a festival to celebrate the God's judgment in Egypt and his salvation for Jewish people, the Israeli. On this night, Jesus was having dinner with his disciples just a few hours before his arrest. He took the bread and he broke it, because they were eating unleavened bread, bread. So it's like thin, and it's like a senbei, it's like a rice cracker. So, you know, it's easy to break it. You don't slice it, you break it. So he broke it and gave the piece to his disciples. And he said, "This is my body given for you." He didn't say that in the book of Mark, but he said, "This is my body." Then he took the cup. It didn't say in today's scripture, but we can assume that was the red wine. And he said, "This is my blood poured out for many and for you to forgive your sins." And he gave that cup to his disciples, and they drank it. And finally, he declared that he will not drink the wine again until the day when he drink it new in the kingdom of God. So this is what just happened. And why this is so famous? Why this seen the scripture is so important for us, for Christians. Maybe not only for Christians, but for all the people. That's because today's scripture contains the most important message from Creator to human being. And we can find three most important messages from God, from Creator to human being. And probably you have already heard three of these already so many times before, especially if you're Christian. But I will repeat it again because this is so important. So important message from Creator, our God, number one, is Jesus died for you. He said, this is my body, this is my broken body, and this is my blood shed for you. Jesus died for you, for me, and for us. And I know some people might say, well, I don't think I have something to do with him, or to do with his death. Because he died 2,000 years ago. I was not even born. Or some people might say, you know, okay, I don't care. Or I don't believe it. Or I don't like it. That kind of idea. But whatever you say, whatever your opinion are, the message from Creator is Jesus came to earth and he died for you, for me. Not just a certain group of people. He didn't just die for those who love God. He died for us all. He died for many, for everyone. Message number two. His death brought life to you and to me and to us. When Jesus broke his bread and took his cup, he said, eat it and drink it. We eat because we like eating, because it tastes good and it's fun to eat. But that's not the only reason, right? We eat to live. When you eat bread, when you drink wine, I don't drink wine, but I drink something else, but when you eat, when you drink, that becomes your energy and it becomes your life eventually. So Jesus said, he is the life. When he died on the cross, he took our sin with him. And he paid our debts. And sin is the cause. Sin is the something that brought death into our life. But he took our sin with him and he paid it with his life. So we no longer have to pay for it. And that's how he gave us life, through his death. This is message number two. And message number three is this is not the Last Supper. This is not the Last Supper. I don't know if you call this scene Last Supper in English. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some people call this the Lord's Supper or Last Supper. In Japanese, the Saigo no Bansan. The famous for the painting done by Leonardo DiCaprio, じゃなくて Da Vinci, right? Da Vinci. But this is not the last meal. He said he will not drink again until the day when he drink it in the kingdom of God. So this is a declaration of his resurrection and his second coming and the completion of the kingdom of God, his promise. So these three are the core message, the most important message from the Creator to human being. First, Jesus was sent to the earth and he came to die for us. And his death took our sin away and brought life to us. And finally, we will sit at the table in the glory of God. So this is a message from the Creator. And we have had this so many times if you're Christian. And we already know. I have heard this message so many times. When Jesus talked about this message, this most important message to his disciples, who got it? Who understood it? Nobody. No one. This is the most important message, and his time was approaching. He had no time left. But none of his closest friends and disciples, they did not understand what he was talking about. And this encouraged me a lot. You know why? As a pastor, not just as a pastor, maybe as a missionary, or even as just a Christian, we want our beloved ones to know about the gospel. We want them to be saved, and we want them to be at the table in the glory when we sit with Jesus in the future. So we try our best to preach or to explain what the gospel is and what God's grace is. But we don't get the response that we want, right? Like, especially when you try to reach out to your family, especially in Japan, they might say like, oh, okay, you know, okay. They don't get anything. Oh, you can believe what you want, but just don't bother me. And as a pastor, it's not just, you know, my beloved ones, but also I kind of forced to do this because this is my job, right? I have to preach. And one time, the lady at the church, 不良ってなんて言うんでしょうね、日本語で不良。It's not a gangster, but
Rebel?
Rebel? Do you know? Rebel? The young men and young women, they were smoking and they were sitting in front of the church, the parking lot. So I thought I have to do something with them, but I'm scared. So I pretended like I didn't see them. And I just went into the building. But this old lady, I shouldn't say old lady, this lady went outside and she took this furyo, the bad boy and bad girl smoking. And she invited them to come into the church. And I was hiding upstairs and this lady called me, "Pastor, come downstairs, we have a guest." And I just came down. And they were sitting at the kitchen of the church, and they were sitting at the table, and the lady said like, "Here, Pastor, here's your chair. Go ahead. Tell them about the gospel. Tell them about the salvation of Jesus." And I was like, "Oh, okay, you know, I was not ready, but I had to anyways." But you know, you don't get the reaction that you really want, right? This happens. Like maybe even not only the pastors, but as a Christian, you want to your beloved ones to know the gospel, but they just don't get it. Or they sometimes even hate you for doing it. But when I read today's scripture, I found that, you know, I am not alone. Jesus was standing at the same place. You know, when I try to, you know, reach out to people, try to kind of make the person be Christian, but they don't react the way I want to, and I get so frustrated, and eventually I feel like I'm a loser. I feel like I'm useless. What am I doing? I'm such a failed pastor. Well, even Christian. But today's scripture reminded me, even Jesus, the Son of God, who had all authority and power and miracles, he was alone. None of his closest disciples understood what he was talking about. He was lonely. So when you try to, you know, speak gospel to your friends or your family, and you might feel lonely and they might treat you like you're a weirdo, remember, Jesus was at the same place. Jesus was there as well. But one more thing we'd like to remember from today's passage is, even though none of his disciples understood what he said, Jesus did not change his mind. This is amazing. He could have said, you know, oh, Father, they don't get it. They are so stupid. You know, I changed my mind. You know, I'm not going to die on the cross. I'm just going home. And he could just fly back home, you know. You know? It's your fault. And you were just stupid. You didn't get it, so you don't get saved. He could say that. And sometimes we feel the same way, you know. After we tried so many times, but people did not accept or even hate us, you're like, "Arr!" But Jesus never changed his mind. He kept walking toward the cross anyways, because he loved us so much. I always question myself when I try to, you know, explain about the gospel and spread God's love. I always question myself, do I really love this person? Because, you know, as a Christian, we try to show our love, we try to show God's glory. But at the same time, we have expectation. We expect them to become Christian. Or we expect them to be thankful or to respect me or something like that. But they don't react that way. And I'm not saying to expect them to be Christian is a bad thing. We should expect, we should hope. We always have a hope them to be saved, always. But what I'm saying is, when you don't get the reaction or response that you expect or you wanted, do you still continue to love the person? Do you still continue to serve that person? Jesus did not change his mind at all. No matter what condition they were, no matter what reaction or response they have, Jesus did not change his mind. He kept walking towards the cross to save them. And I think that God wants us to be as well. I know we get frustrated. I know sometimes we feel like useless. But let us continue. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to serve. Let us continue to learn. You may not get the result or response until the end. Until the end. You know, we expect, you know, something dramatic happens at the end of your life. You know, we had a bad life, but at the end, everyone, you know, changed their mind and started believing in Jesus. We expect that. That may not happen. That may not happen. And nobody may remember you, even if you tried your best. But that's okay. That's okay. Because you never know what's happened. Because after you died, after you returned to heaven, the seed you sow could bear the fruits. You may not see it, but that's not the end of the world. God can still use that. So let us continue to pray for our friends, family, and even for enemies. お祈りしましょう。Let's pray. 愛する天の父なる神様、どんなに私たちが間違った決断をしても、愚かな選択をしても、
私たちがあなたの手を離し、あなたに背を向けても、あなたは決して私たちを諦めませんでした。あなたは決してその手を離しませんでした。あなたはなお十字架に向かって歩き続けてくださいました。そしてその愛によって私たちは救われて今ここにいます。主よ、私たちがあなたの福音を述べ伝えるとき、あなたが命じられたように人を愛し人に仕えるとき、もし私たちの心が見返りを求めて思い通りにならなくて苛立つとき、あるいは絶望するとき、主よ、私たちにもう一度あなたが私たちにくださったその最初の愛を思い起こさせてくださいますように。たとえ結果が出なくても、たとえ誰からも称賛されなくとも覚えられなくても、主よ、あなたの前に忠実に歩むことができますように、私たちを憐れみ、私たちを助け、また導いてください。すべてを感謝し、すべてを御手に委ね、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。